We've been taking the opportunity recently to preview several topics that will be discussed in full at the 2017 Cattlemen's Day here at Kansas State University. To remind, that is set for Friday, March the 3rd here on the campus. You'll note that's only a week from tomorrow. Economics, of course, a central theme for any beef production enterprise. We're going to talk here about beef cattle budgeting, the value of that exercise. Joining us is agricultural economist Robin Reed of K-State Research and Extension. She has prepared information on budgeting that will be passed along to producers attending Cattlemen's Day. So, budgeting, why do it? Let's start with the very generic here, Robin.
Well, probably the question is why not? And I know the answer to that is, well, it takes time and it takes numbers, and a lot of producers are better at the production side and not necessarily on the financial side. But with the downturn we've seen in cattle prices and the agricultural economy in general, I think now is a very important time to look at your operation, specifically the beef cow-calf enterprise or stocker background or whatever enterprise that you're working with, and just evaluate where your costs are at. And you can compare those to other farms in our KFMA database and benchmarks and so forth. But just putting that information together and knowing that cost of production, and then from there you can look at, well, what do I have to sell these calves for to cover those costs? And in a year like this, it might be, what do I need to sell those calves for just to cover my cash costs or variable costs of the operation? But in the long term, looking at covering your depreciation on your equipment, your unpaid labor costs, and all those overhead costs associated with the cow herd. So there's a lot of different pieces that go into a budget, but I think the main thing that we want to emphasize is just by putting that together, how useful that information is and what you can do with it.
Now, you've been working with colleagues, Dustin Pendle, Glenn Tonser of K-State, to put together this presentation. And when you look at the cost of cow-calf production, a large chunk of that falls back into the feed category, right?
Yes, and that's going to be Dustin put together a paper and updated it every year now for a while, looking at what operations are in the top third, the middle third, and the bottom third of profitability when looking at our KFMA database. And the main driver that we found in that is feed cost, and that's anything beyond pasture. You're looking at purchased protein supplements, mineral, raised or purchased forages, or any kind of feed going to those cattle. And it really points to the longer we can get them out on pasture or cover crops or crop residue, the better that operation is going to be profitability-wise. But without knowing your line items on such as the budget that we put together and being able to compare those to, say, those profit third categories, it's really hard for an operation itself to know where it can cut costs and be competitive with other operations.
But what you found as you've studied this and using Kansas Farm Management Association data is that there is often room for economizing on feed costs in various forms and fashions, right?
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, the first thing is knowing where you're at and comparing, and then looking at ways you can cut, but at the same time evaluating what is your performance. Because we all know we can cut feed costs, but is that at the expense of, say, weaning weight at the end of the year or reproduction, as far as are we don't not having enough condition on our cows that they're cycling and being able to breed back efficiently. So looking at a budget, what I like to do is establish a baseline where your operation's at. And then if you want to look at an alternative management strategy, such as increasing weaning weight or cutting feed costs or something like that, trying to evaluate on paper, well, what other costs are going to be affected by this change and what is that going to do to your bottom line?
Mm-hmm. When you have looked at the information that the Farm Management Association provides, do you find common areas where management adjustments can be made? You mentioned a couple right there, but are there frequent things that arise here that seem to be universal among producers, cow-calf producers now?
Well, we've talked about feed costs being one that definitely drives profitability and can vary greatly among operations, but some other areas to look at, you know, vet medical costs, drugs and vaccinations. There's some farms that are very efficient and have a very good herd health program that, again, affects their productivity. But some of the other herds that we've looked at do have high costs in this area and not very good productivity. So that's something to watch. Another area is just how much machinery goes into some of these operations. And some of that is an overhead, as I mentioned, depreciation, but your fuel cost, your labor cost of running that equipment. Some of our operations just have too much equipment for the size of cow herd that they have. So being able to efficiently look at that too, and that might mean downsizing some equipment, or that might mean expanding the operation and spreading that cost over more cattle.
So again, feed costs lead the way, but these, quote, secondary costs should not be ignored. That's, again, why one budgets, right?
Yes. Yep. And the budgets that we put together, we tried to break out as many categories as possible. I know on a farm it's hard to know all the different costs, but being able to itemize them out as much as possible and then compare to the KFMA database will really help you to know if some things are out of line.
And is there not Robin software that can assist a producer in walking through the numbers and sorting it all out?
Absolutely. So I think it was 3 years ago now, we actually went to a spreadsheet format for our farm management guides or our beef cattle budgets. They're the same thing now. So what we wanted to get away from is having a publication to where you would take the number in the publication as being the number that your operation represents as well. What we did in our spreadsheet is use the statewide KFMA farm averages for the default values, but we really stress to a producer what they need to do is go into that spreadsheet, put in their own costs, their own weaning percentage, their own weaning weights, and see how that affects the bottom line. So it's really catered to being able to use it for your own operation. And we talk cow-calf, but we also have the same budgeting spreadsheet tool. It works for stocker operations, backgrounding, and finishing.
And that tool is at agmanager.info. At any time, one can tap into that and use it?
Absolutely. And we actually update the prices quarterly. So we want to make sure we put out 2017 budgets in December 2016. But as we go throughout the year, as everybody knows, prices change quite quickly. So we update those quarterly. But at any time, you can go to agmanager.info, and under the tools section, in the beef production section, you will find these farm management guides. Or you can even go to the top where it's under farm management guides, where our crop ones are posted, and they will be posted there as well.
So once more, take full advantage of the spreadsheet tools available. But your purpose, again, in addressing this topic at Cattlemen's Day is to coerce producers, if they're not doing so already, to truly scrutinize their operations through a budgetary process.
Yes, I think the one thing that's going to come out of the downturn in the farm economy is the need to be a good manager. When we had higher cattle prices, we were able to maybe be a little sloppier with what we could do and still make money. And I think now's the time we were really going to need to be good managers to make it through this, especially those operations that maybe have wheat and corn and other commodities as well that are not doing very good right now. A lot of times we see when the crop prices are up, the cattle prices are down and vice versa. And right now that's just not the case. So we need to be proactive in all of our different areas of our farm or ranch.
Need to run a tight ship economically. That's the thought behind all of this. We wish you and your colleagues well in the presentation at Cattlemen's Day. More details on the event proper to follow here. Robin, thank you for a quick glimpse ahead to what you will be sharing.
Thank you, Eric.
She's Robin Reed, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist at K-State. Again, she has put together this information along with K-State's Dustin Pendle and Glenn Tonzer, and they'll be sharing it at Cattlemen's Day 2017 at K-State. Again, they're covering the value of budgeting for the cow-calf operation. Once more, if you don't have it on your calendar, you need to get it there right away, for it's set for Friday, March the 3rd, Weber Hall and Arena on the K-State campus. The trade show starts at 8 o'clock. The program proper starts at 10 that morning at Weber Hall and Arena. You can pre-register and save a bit on that fee. $20 if registered in advance, no later than March the 2nd, the day before Cattlemen's Day, $30 at the door. All the information on the entire Cattlemen's Day program, including the Legacy Bull Sale, the dedication of the brand new purebred beef unit, all the breakout sessions, and more, at ksubeef.org, ksubeef.org.